This is on the suite side of 7th floor. What they're thinking is just doing a 40 by 60 large framed print of this image.
Circa late 60s, early 70s, if I'm not mistaken. That was taken directly from one of the images of the press box.
Pretty big piece.
Artwork tells a story, and I think people are going to be amazed at the stories that are going to be told.
If you turn to the next page, you will see a series of Nate Stromberg reproductions. I think classic, fit well on that wall.
The art will be located on all of the premium levels, which are 4, 5, 6, and even the press box as well.
In the 49ers, Levi's Stadium, everybody might have seen it, the Sports Illustrated covers. Mm-hmm. Could you blow them up and run them side to side as 13?
We have coming up on 100 years of history, so how do you condense that to 140 pieces of art and 300 photos and 60 graphic treatments? The challenge was just trying to condense that history.
This reproduction of Stanley Silver we thought would be good for wall A on the left.
We're all about excellence in the building. What we wanted to do is showcase the Packers art collection in the most unique way we could. One of the pillars that we had for this project is we wanted at least half the artists, if not more, to have some sort of Wisconsin tie. That was really important to us.
The next one is Sue Venner, watercolor or luster. So we'll just do some tests to see which one looks better.
We work with a company by the name of Sports and the Arts. They've worked with a variety of different venues across all sports. They have experience with artists and also sourcing photos, so they are a perfect partner for us.
I think about what we get to do is the scale. You have these amazing large walls. We'll bring in a small piece or a big piece or multiple pieces, and it breaks it up. So you walk through these halls and you have an experience. You are incredibly drawn into not only the images or the photography or the art, but the moments. And that's what we get to create, these experiences within the building.
Sports and the Arts was great in the fact that they recognize how special this venue is. They understand our fans' connection with the team, and they wanted to make sure that they did that connection justice in their work that you see on the walls.
I said, we want you to bring in both art and photography. We would like you to use local as much as you can, but we also want you to bring in the best of the best. And that's huge because this is the first venue that let us do what we do best.
That's amazing.
We're bringing in the best, from the best artists to the best treatments of the photography to the theming. This is going to be our showpiece.
100 years of history, nearly. That was definitely something that got me excited. Being able to find all these vintage photos of the Leatherheads and, you know, just years gone by. Most of the teams we've been working with are a little more modern. Here we have this opportunity to unearth a lot of really, really old photos that people hadn't seen before.
There's a lot of styles we're working with. We're working with graphite on paper, oil on canvas, working on collage art, found object, sketches. Certainly there are some showstoppers in this collection. But I think there's something around every corner that will surprise and delight people and that will really motivate them to learn more.
I think of all the renovation elements that this project entails, this is probably going to be the most transformative. So I'm really looking forward to seeing fans' reaction.
For me, what I'm most excited about seeing is everything I've approved. The largest size I've seen is 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Some of these are 6 feet long. So for me, the most exciting part will be to see these pieces of art in scale.
A lot of the times the teams get a little nervous because it's all in my head. I can't paint, I can't draw. But in my mind, I know what looks right and I know what should go together. It's kind of my creative, crazy genius. I'm no genius, I'm crazy. But I know instinctually where it should go. I always say we put the icing on the cake. We are going to put the icing on the cake at Lambeau. That's what those walls are. Now we just need to blow out the candles and have this big celebration because it's time to do it for the fans.
This is it's an exciting night. We are very proud to be unveiling this one-of-a-kind, very unique art collection. I'm excited for all of you to see this and hope that you find it as exciting as we do. I think these pieces celebrate the history and legacy of the Packers in a whole new way. When they first put the artwork up, it took my breath away.
You have a collection that surpasses everything. This is the Green Bay Packers and your history. We are so privileged to be a part of this. We hope our passion comes through to you because we did this for you, the fan. Tonight was a celebration of bringing the walls of Lambeau to life. We had a blank palette and a blank canvas, and through the contribution of 19 artists and photographers, we told stories that we unearthed or maybe haven't been told for years. The excellence of the Packers, the team, the inspiration, the history, and honoring the ecstasy and the agony, the emotion in sport, it touches us all. And it touches you through the art.
I think everybody's very excited when they see all this history on the walls. And I think it's very unexpected. Lambeau has had, you know, bare walls for a long time. So to see all of this come to life with all the history and all the great photographs and art, that's what really gets us excited.
And this is such a historic place, and the iconicness of it is just elevated so much more with all this artwork. It's pretty incredible.
The artists getting to be a part of it was so gracious by the Packers. They made sure all the artists were in for the event, and that the fans could really appreciate and meet them and talk to them, and it becomes this experience and a sharing of this joy for the Packers.
Well, it's a real honor. You know, nobody has a history in the NFL like the Packers. So it's a distinct honor to be a part of the stadium in this way. With all the art they've put in, and to have mine be a few of the pieces is a big honor for me.
You come into the hallowed ground of Lambeau Field and have my work here. I mean, it's just basically, it's an honor. It's a privilege, really, and it's so much fun to soak it all in and just to be a part of this.
It was so serendipitous how everything has fallen into place, from finding new talent, bringing in celebrated marquee artists, the imagery. It surpassed anything that we thought we could do. We hit a level that is going to set the bar for stadiums and arenas. This has not been done before. One of the challenges that we have as a company is to make sure that each venue is unique. I can't duplicate what we do and say, oh, there they are again. What I want to do is make it new and exciting.
You like that one for this one too?
One of the ways to do that is to find new artists to complement a lot of the core established people that we work with. And a neat artist that we reached out to for Green Bay is Leslie Edders. I was in Green Bay having breakfast, and her paintings were on the wall. And I thought, these are super cool. And they were not athletes. And I thought, these, she can paint them.
I was really surprised when I got the call from Tracy, and I kind of thought that it was
sort of like a hoax or something, because she started asking me for all this information about myself, and I was just like, I don't know who you are, I don't know what this is, but I just kind of went along with it. I'm glad I did. The first subject they gave me was the Green Bay Packers Golden Girls. Reading so much about the Golden Girls, I really wanted to kind of highlight that in the artwork. So I collaged in articles to their shoes, their skirts, the hat, the border, and the banner. I thought it would be a nice way to create visual depth with also pairing it with the history depth of the team and the squad. That piece was of the Packers versus the Rams in 1941. I also liked the idea of using colored pencil because it kind of gives like a grainy texture, and there was a lot of that to the photograph. I thought maybe it would give a nod to the time in which the photo was actually taken. I didn't even really think about this as like a combination of two things, you know, so I feel really lucky.
I'm very particular about my art. I have high expectations for it when I start a painting. I wouldn't say unsure, but I'm always intimidated until I get going on it. I got an assignment from Sports Illustrated somewhere along the way to do a project for them, a boxing project. And that began a number of assignments for the magazine. That just continued to grow, and I started becoming known unintentionally as a sports artist. You name it, I've probably worked on it. That's kind of been the journey. It's what I still do. It's what I still like to do. Green Bay is a very, very unique, everybody knows that. It's the most unique team franchise in the NFL because of the size of the community and the history of that team that goes way back. That was my first reaction. Wow, I'm going to get to do some work on these guys. And I've enjoyed the whole project. It's really been thrilling, really, for me to work on it. I did 17 pieces in the quarterback series, 25 Hall of Fame drawings, and 4 big oil paintings of the 4 Super Bowls. So, it's been a lot of work. The 4 Super Bowl paintings are really the biggest test because of their size, and they're pretty complex. They're translating a moment within the game, so I have to make sure the player numbers are right on both teams and be careful about accuracy. They've been the most challenging and the most fun to do. I like working big. Now that I've done a lot of big paintings, it's not quite as intimidating as it once was, but it's fun to work on a big canvas and see it come together.
Where's those flyers?
Jenny is a master at finding use for new things, old things new again, and she's our found object assemblage artist.
With my art, I work with either a quote, a theme, or a found object. I like the found objects because they've had a past life. They tell a story of their own. It was great working with Tracy because she gave me some themes, but then I also came up with an idea, which was a fellow who works with me, Mike, who's a huge Packers fan. And Mike reminded me of the Can I Ride Your Bike? The whole bike thing from the locker room out to the field. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's be a great idea. And so I brought it to Tracy, and she really liked it. So one of my pieces is also going to incorporate bike parts and bike wheels with that history with those kids. Another piece that I'm creating is around Lombardi time. And I have some interesting clocks, clock faces, watch faces, different things depicting time and being 15 minutes early to everything. Another piece I'm doing too, which is neat, is an abstract piece with a lot of different football laces. So I'm taking the actual lacing from the football and doing an abstract piece, laying that all in. And it's just interesting with all the textures, and you look at those and say, oh my gosh, whose hands touched those and what did they win? There's another one that I'm working on using antique and vintage letterpress letters, spelling out wonderful terms for football, but it'll be sort of hidden like in a puzzle with these very hard to find pieces of wood type. I might have to have a little map show where everything is, but you'll find it.
Collage process is long and very slow and requires a crazy amount of patience. On average, each piece is anywhere between 40 and 80 hours of work. I trace the image out, I go very, very slowly, and I try to match colors that I find from books, magazines, that sort of thing, and then cut them out and place them down as if they're paint. It's just paper and glue. That's all it is. When it's done, if it works, you keep it, and if not, go over top of it. Part of the thing, too, is I want it to look real when you step away from it, and then you should see all the little bits when you're up close. So much fun. It was a perfect project for me to work on.
Sam and I started our careers together. I think there's no better portrait artist in the business, especially in sports. She captures such detail in the face, even in the little things like the shoe or the glove on the guy's hand. Her Bart Starr is off the charts. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's running out of the painting. I think her series will definitely be a celebrated component of the collection.
It's not the big stuff that makes it look right. It's the little stuff. The big overall is fine. But when you go for the details, it pops if you can get the smallest detail. With Forrest, he is in the middle of the game with the mud. No fixing up the face, making it look good. It is what it is. Because there isn't a whole lot of facial detail, you have to make the dirt and the grit of the player be the one thing. People don't have patience for the tiniest little light in the eye or the littlest, tiniest twist in the lip, but that's what makes it look like the person.
Stanley is quite a gem. He paints industrial large-scale stadiums. One of the pieces in the collection that he's doing is a sideline piece in a very pop-inspired way. And what's great with Stanley is he brings in these colors that are unexpected. And that's what this project is. We couldn't be typical. We had to do something that was bigger and better than we've done before.
When I first started, I was primarily a watercolorist. And I was able to do things, you know, extremely well and realistic and fun with the watercolor, but it was always about subtle transitions. So when I moved from watercolors to oils, I was all about texture. I wanted to build up the paint. I wasn't able to do so with watercolors because the more you put layers on, the more muddy it got. So with the oils, it was always about texture. So I apply paint, I will cut back into it with a palette knife, I'll cut back into it with other tools, and it's all about trying to have it look cool. For me, the art is just making it look as cool as I possibly can and have depth and texture. Mm-hmm.
We're telling the right story at the right time in the most magnificent place. Have an amazing team who work with us. The creativity that it creates in all of us, that we really want to do it right and do it well, it becomes personal. It just becomes a part of your blood. And the history of the team, it's pretty easy because we're not working with the podunk nobodies. It's the Green Bay Packers. This is our Super Bowl. This is our museum, and we get to put our little mark on it.